The U.S. president has called for new sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear program, saying that patience with the country has now come to an end.
We are working closely with South Korea and Japan, as well as partners around the world, on a range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures to protect our allies and our own citizens from this menace known as North Korea. The United States calls on other regional powers and all responsible nations to join us in implementing sanctions and demanding that the North Korean regime choose a better path and do it quickly and a different future for its long.
Trump is speaking during a joint press conference with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The U.S. president said the two countries' aim is to protect citizens from common threats. The South Korean leader, for his part, called the North's nuclear threat gravest challenge to Washington and Seoul. And Moon said a fundamental solution is needed for what he called the North's nuclear problem, adding that only strong security can bring about genuine peace to the region. And North Korea blames the U.S. military presence in the region for tensions on the peninsula, saying its missile and nuclear programs are just aimed at defending itself against possible U.S. aggression. Washington and Seoul hold regular military drills, and the U.S. has deployed a nuclear-capable submarine to the region as well. Now we're joined by Mr. Jim W. Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today, joining us out of Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, sir, and thanks for joining us on the program once again. Now, Mr. Dean, strategic patience is over. We heard that. Time for a determined response. We heard that. So what's really being said here?
Well, we knew sanctions were going to be coming. Trump tried to play, the non-aggressive role by giving China some time to have some effect on North Korea to end its testing, which China was not able to do. From what the U.S. public heard, Trump now has a free hand to ratchet up the pressure. But what the public really hasn't heard, there are two things from North Korea. One is, which has only been reported in the foreign press, that it agreed to stop testing, missile testing, if the U.S. and South Korea would stop doing the big joint military maneuvers, which North Korea felt were very aggressive moves on their border, threatening them, which of course it is. And then the other part of this is really being hyped, particularly by the Pentagon, is this so-called threat of North Korea and possibly having a missile that could hit the U.S., which is absolutely ludicrous. They're technologically way, way behind on that. And even if they had a missile that could hit the U.S., if the U.S. Taxpayers, after the hundreds of billions that have been spent on missile defense programs and whatever, that the Pentagon is shaking in its boots of one missile being launched by North Korea. North Korea could ever do that, the entire command of the Pentagon should be taken out and shot for all the money that they've stolen from the American people. So the U.S. does not want to make any concessions to join talks. And then what really surprised me, there was a very small report where North Korea up and said that they would be willing to start talks unconditionally. And of course, that got no press in the West.
I'm glad you said that, because it's funny. The era of strategic patience is over, yet we never entertained the era of diplomatic talks, did we?
That's right. We basically just said you have to. They're trying to make North Korea blink first, which they don't want to do. That you have to agree to stop your missile testing, and of course, what is there to negotiate? Why are they going to give up the main card that they're holding before you even sit down and have talks? So that kind of shows me that the U.S. is using this. They want to run this thing out. The Pentagon wants to run it out. It's giving them lots of airtime, and this is another one of these manufactured threats. And the real thing that the U.S. wants to be able to do by getting the THAAD missile systems there and whatever, those aren't so much geared for North Korea as they are to put in China's face and Russia's face. So North Korea, I feel here, this thing is being strung out to be able to put more U.S. military power close to China and the Russians. And I would bet that the Russians and Chinese feel the same way.
Thank you once again for joining us, Mr. Jim W. Dean, out of Atlanta, Georgia, managing editor at Veterans Today.